The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. And they were conversing about all the things that had happened. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Clopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people, how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, and they did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but of him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on further. But they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that, while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of bread." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A friend of mine once shared this beautiful legend with me. It was a legend about a king who had set aside a special day to honor the best subject in his kingdom. When the big day arrived, there was a large gathering in the palace courtyard. Obviously, these were in the days before social distancing. Four finalists were brought forward, and from these four, the king would select a winner. The first person presented was a wealthy philanthropist. The king was told that this man was highly deserving of the honor because of his humanitarian efforts. He had given much of his wealth to the poor. The second person was a celebrated physician. The king was told that this great doctor was highly deserving of the honor because of the faithful service he had rendered to so many sick people. The third person was a distinguished judge. The king was told that the judge was worthy because of his noted wisdom, of his fairness, and of his brilliant decisions. The fourth person, the final person, was an elderly woman. Everyone was quite surprised to see that person there, because her manner was quite humble, as was her dress. She hardly looked the part of someone who would be honored as the greatest subject in the kingdom. What chance could she possibly have when compared with the other three who had accomplished so much? Even so, there was something about her. There was a look of gentle love on her face, her understanding eyes, her quiet confidence. The king arrived and was puzzled and somewhat intrigued with this fourth character. He asked who she was, and someone answered, "You see this philanthropist, and you see this doctor, and you see this judge?" This old woman was their teacher when they were in elementary school. This woman had no great wealth, no fortune, no title, but she had unselfishly given of herself to create great people. She was the greatest subject. There is nothing more powerful, it appears, or more Christ-like than sacrificial love. Often we miss the value of those around us. I think it would surprise us to know how often we can miss the presence of Christ who walks by our side. We today encounter Clophus and his brother. They missed the significance of the stranger who walked by their sides that day on their way to Emmaus. Despite his explaining the scriptures to them, they never noticed that it was the Lord. Then finally, the two brothers invite Jesus to enter their home. Jesus has dinner with them and transformed the event. There at that ordinary dinner, at the end of the day, this stranger takes bread, blesses it, breaks it, and gives it to them, and their eyes were opened. In that moment, their lives were transformed. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus often refers to food in many different ways. In the account of the prodigal son, we hear about the fatted calf. In another parable, Jesus tells the father that he wouldn't give his son a snake when he had asked for fish. We've heard the parable where Jesus said new wine should go into new wineskins. We had the account of measuring out the meal. We had the account of the women at the grinder. We also had the account of Zacchaeus, with whom Jesus would share a meal. Jesus himself chose that a meal would be the best way in which we might remember him. On this day, after a walk to Emmaus, Jesus reclaimed those disciples for himself. You see, the resurrection changed then and changes everything now. It is transformative. It moves us from despair to new possibilities. It takes in our blindness and opens our eyes. It transforms ordinary bread into a sacred meal. It takes two sad, lost brothers on the road to Emmaus, who had apparently lost everything, and restores them to fullness. Jesus comes to them and said, I am not dead, I am alive. Now go tell the world. They return to Jerusalem to tell their closest friends. While separated by 2,000 years of history, there is a sense that even today we would like to have that same experience. I'm sure the road to Emmaus is no different than many of the roads around South Pasadena, although there's probably less traffic lights. Our roads often have their twists and turns, their beautiful straights, their hills and valleys. There is a sense in the last few weeks that we have journeyed away from what is familiar in our lives too. The coronavirus has cost us much, socially, financially, and spiritually. As priests and people, it would be lovely if someone could walk by our side, restore normality, ease our worries and fears. We have the experience of Jerusalem here. As we walk on our journey to Emmaus, we have plenty of food for thought. How do I stay connected to my parish and support it when I can't be physically present? In a Christian country, how do we reconcile so much division around the pandemic when we all need to survive? Perhaps we'll discover that, like 2,000 years ago, Jesus didn't save the disciples from making that difficult journey to Emmaus, but Jesus did walk by their side on every step of the journey. Today we make our unique journey in what is an unfamiliar path. We ask the Lord to journey with us. The resurrection that we celebrate in this Easter season calls us to be witnesses to hope. I'm sure you've heard of the evangelical preacher Billy Graham. He died in the year 2018. It is said that Billy witnessed and preached the gospel to more live audiences than anyone in history. He preached to live audiences of over 210 million people in 185 countries. We, in our own simple way, might never be Billy Graham, but we are called to be ambassadors for Christ. You see, without the resurrection, Christianity would be a hopeless exercise. St. Paul recognized this when he wrote to the Corinthians. Some were saying that the resurrection never happened, but Paul corrects them. He said, if Christ has not risen, then your faith is in vain, and the gospel is nothing but a charade. In Holy Family Parish, we are proud to proclaim openly, the Lord has risen. At the end of this story today, the two brothers do what is natural. They get up, walk back to Jerusalem to tell the disciples all that has happened. That's what being a witness is about, telling your friends what you have experienced. If you have been nourished by what you encountered in Holy Family this morning, please tell someone. If you have found living water, tell your friends where the well is. Encourage them to join you so that they too might share your joy. That's what disciples do. You do not have to be Billy Graham. You simply are called to tell what you have seen and heard. This is what drives us from fear to hope, from isolation to community, from sadness to joy. On this third Sunday of Easter, we will be nourished sacramentally at the breaking of bread. May God's word and our unity in prayer influence our words, our thoughts, and actions today and over the week ahead. Lord, more than at any other time, we ask you to walk by our side.